want to ask you an interesting question, and it's not one that you have to answer out loud, but I want you to think about it in your mind. Have any of you ever met an important or a famous person before? Met an important or famous person? I'm going to tell you a little story about that in just a second, but let me go ahead and tell you the story now. I'll go ahead and tell it. Might as well embarrass myself out front, and then we can move on from there. The other day, being actually yesterday, me and my family, I had spring break, and so me and my family, my grandmother and aunt went to Boone, North Carolina for a couple of days, and some of you may have been to Mass General Store up there. And so we went up there, and I was walking around, and I knew there was something I was supposed to say first, and that's this: I like music. Hopefully all y'all like music, and I do enjoy a lot of different types of music, and definitely my favorite artist that is not in the Christian genre is Scotty McCreery. Some of you may have heard him. Some people are laughing. I like his music. I like the fact that he is a Christian, and he's even taken persecution and a lot of loss of profits, I believe, because of his stances in that. But precursor. So I'm walking around in Mass General Store, and all of a sudden I freeze like a 13-year-old girl because I see Scotty McCreery and his fiance walking around in Mass General Store. You can ask Jesse if you want to see a good impersonation of what I did. And I came over to Maddie, and I was whispering, I was like, "There's Scotty McCreery over there." And she was like, "What?" And I was like, "No way." And like, "Yes way, he's actually in here." And so I was like, you know, being all weird. I don't know why I do this. Hopefully y'all, as I was asking if y'all have had these experiences before. I'm acting a little weird. I'm like, "Do you think I can get a picture with him? Or would that be weird?" Or like, and she was like, "Yeah, that would probably be weird." I was like, "Well, I'm at least going to go shake his hand." So I walk up to him, and I say, "Hey, Scotty," and I shake his hand. I forget to tell him my name. He just got engaged 2 weeks ago. I knew that. I forgot to tell him congratulations. And his birthday was this weekend, and I also knew that because I see it on Instagram. Forgot to tell him that. But what I did do was knock a bunch of stuff off the shelf behind me while I was talking to him. So just really one of those shining moments. But I got to meet him. I got to shake his hand, and it was exciting for me. And I started thinking, man, I wish somebody else had seen him and been like, "Hey, he's in there, you should go talk to him." Or some of you may have met, maybe you can rewind way back or not so far back to when you met your spouse's parents for the first time. And maybe they give you a little insight like, "Okay, so my dad's a little weird about this. Maybe you shouldn't do this or that. Or my mom really likes it when you do this." Or maybe even things like their love language or things like that. Like, "If you really want to win over my mom or my dad, get them a present or say this to them," or things like this. And thinking about that advice before meeting someone and about meeting someone famous and how I was unprepared and I ended up making a fool out of myself. And then I started thinking about someone that each and every one of us are going to face one day, and we need to be prepared to meet that person so that we don't make a fool out of ourselves. And so that we stand there ready with the right words to say and the right actions behind us, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Because one day, every single one of us is going to stand before Him, and we're going to talk to Him. It says in Hebrews 9:27, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." And I had no idea that I was going to see Scotty McCreery that day. And you know what? I was thinking about us. We have no idea what day we're going to meet our Savior. We have no idea what day we're going to be walking through Mass General Store and all of a sudden, we're going to be standing before Him. Whether that be by Him coming back or whether that be because some crazy person is on the 37th floor of a hotel next to us and it's time for us to go and God has called us home. But we need to be ready when that does happen. And we know that it's going to happen because of that. Statistics show us that one out of one people die, and it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And Jesus also said, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So the first group of people in here that I want to talk to today, I can't claim to know each and every one of you, and I definitely don't know you as well as God does, and He knows whether you're a Christian or not. And by that I mean He knows whether you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And let me tell you this, one day you are going to meet God. You are going to stand before Him, and you're either going to stand before Him as yourself, or you're going to stand before Him, and He's going to see you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you which one you want Him to see you through, the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we are sinners, and I know if He saw me, it would not be a good sight. And I want Him to see me through the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're sitting in here today, you don't know when you're going to meet Jesus, and you need to be ready. And let me tell you this, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and today is the day of salvation. Believe in Him. That's the number one thing. Be part of His family. But to the rest of us, I want to look at a few different verses. The first is in Luke chapter 12. You can turn there if you'd like. I'll read several. Luke chapter 12. While you're turning there, I'm going to read some others in Matthew. Matthew 24, 42 says this, "Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Wherefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." The Son of Man is coming. He's coming to you, and here we see this analogy. Later we see an analogy, but in here we see the one with the thief. And if he had known when the thief was going to come, he would have watched. He would have prepared. But he didn't know, and he wasn't prepared. So therefore, be ready always, is what we see there. In Luke chapter 12, I'm going to start in verse 35. Luke 12, 35 says this, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find waiting. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good men of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken through." The same as the other. There's a couple of things I want to point out. One of them I've pointed out before, but we don't know when he'll be coming. But in verse 5 it says, "Let your loins be girded about." And we know that back when this was written, they would wear a different type of clothing than we wear today. And if they wanted to be ready to go, if they wanted to be ready to run or to work, they had to pull their cloak up and basically tuck it in their waistband so that they would be able to move. So they would be able to run. And I think this is an analogy. We need to always be ready to work for the Lord. We need to always be ready because we don't know when He's coming, and we also don't know when He's going to give us an opportunity to do His work, to do what He wants us to do. We need to be always ready to work. And your light's burning. Your light's burning. Back in these days, they didn't have electricity. It wasn't so easy to flip on a light when you got a knock on your door at 10:30 at night. Don't do that to Michael Chapman's house. When you get that, you can't just flip on the light. So if people knew they had a visitor, they would leave the lamp burning. That way they were ready to go in to see. So I think when we're waiting and watching, looking for the Lord, we need to make sure that we're always able to see. There's a lot of things in this world, sin and other things, that will try to distract us and get us looking away from other things. We need to always be ready to be able to see the Lord. "And ye yourselves," in verse 36, says, "like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately." So when a master would go off to the wedding, wedding feasts would last for various amounts of time. They didn't know exactly when he would be coming back, but good servants would always be ready. They would always be ready that when the master came, the door would open. And the thing that I thought of here is, all of you were either once a kid, or you were a kid and you have had kids, and you've seen a kid be excited for something. Excited for dad to get home from work, or excited for Christmas morning or excited for something, I can think about just the image of a kid standing on his tiptoes looking out the front window waiting for someone to pull in the driveway. Whether that's grandma coming to see him or to take him somewhere, or whether that's dad coming home from work or whatever it is, peeking and waiting with anticipation and excitement. That's how I want to look forward to my Savior coming. I want to be looking and ready, waiting and excited so that the moment that he pulls into the driveway, as it were, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be with him. Verse 36 has the line about the thief again. If the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know when Jesus is going to come. No man knows the day or the hour. But we should always be ready in those ways. Are you ready to work? See, are you always ready? And then there's one more in that, and I didn't highlight it. But that's okay. We'll look at it later another time maybe. But we need to be ready for those things. And I was thinking about this and being ready for Jesus to come back, but also being ready for situations in our lives when we have the chance to serve him. Being always watchful and ready in the verse in Peter that says, be ready always to give an answer for the hope that's within you. So that when you run into someone and you bump into them in the store or anything like that and a conversation starts, that you're ready to share the gospel with them. That you're always looking and seeing God working in your life. I often wonder how many prayers and blessings God provides us that we never see because we're too concentrated on ourselves. And there's one more passage that I want to look at very quickly due to our amount of time, but that is Matthew chapter 25. Very, very familiar passage. Matthew 25 and verse 3 says this, "Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey." And we know the story, but what happens is the man with the 5 talents turns them into 10. The man with 2 talents turns them into 1, and the man with 1 talent goes and hides his. And they don't know when the master's going to come back, but the master does return. It says, "After a long time, the Lord of those servants," in verse 19, "returned, cometh and reckoned with them." And in verse 21, we see his reply to the one with 5 talents who had turned them into 10. He says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." And the same response that he gives to the one with 2 talents that turned it into 4. "But to the one who said, I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth, lo, there thou hast that is thine. The Lord answered and said to him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed." And verse 28 says, "Take the talent from him and give it unto him who has 10. I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but I know that he has given each and every one of us who have trusted him as his Savior a certain amount of talents. A set of responsibilities and a set of things that we have to do to honor him. And I tell you that when he comes back, I don't want to be fumbling around trying to introduce myself. I want to be handing back to him what he gave me and so much more. I want to be like one of those servants, no matter how many talents I've given, to be able to give them back to him. And I'll tell you something, it's not easy. Several people have told me, and apparently I'm here today, I'm talking to y'all. I'm opening up God's Word, preaching as it was, and it's not an easy thing to do. Some would say it's easier for me than for others, but it's still hard to study and to get ready and to do these things. But I think it's what I'm supposed to do. And so I do it. And there's a lot of other things, and it doesn't mean that they're going to be easy, but it means that we need to do that. We need to always be ready for when he comes. And you know, I was thinking one more thing I want to tell you is some of you may have the attitude that, well, I took my 5 talents, and I turned them into 10 already. So now I can bury those in the dirt and be ready when he comes. And I don't think that that's how it works. I think if you've turned your 5 into 10, it's time to turn that 5, that 10 into 20. And to keep working. It's always time to work. It's always time to be ready. And in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, it says this, "We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Whether it be good or bad. So I want to ask you today, are you ready to meet Jesus? Have you trusted Him as your Savior, and is He your Master? And are you ready to meet Jesus as a Christian? What are you doing with your talents? Are they buried in the dirt? If they are, go out right now, get them, and start using them. If they're not, praise the Lord. Keep using them. Do everything you can every day, and be watching and waiting. Because blessed is the servant who is found watching with anticipation for the Lord till He comes. Let's pray. Lord, thank You so much for this day that You've given us. Lord, I thank You for this promise that You are coming again. For this promise that one day we're going to stand before You and You're going to see Your Son's blood and not our sin. Lord, I pray that we would all be ready for Your coming. That everyone that is in this room would trust You as their Savior. That You would be real to them, that Your blood has washed away their sins, that You rose from the dead. Lord, I pray that those of us who have trusted You, who believe on You, that You have promised that You've given these talents, whatever they may be, Lord, our responsibilities and our gifts, our spiritual gifts, that we would use those. Lord, that we would turn our 1 into 2, or our 5 into 10, or whatever it may be, that we would do the best that we can. And that once it's doubled, we wouldn't bury it, but we would get it up and we would try to double it again. Lord, I pray that all of us will be watching and waiting for You. And that when You come, we will be excited but not surprised. In Your Son's name, amen.